KJAN Sports.
It's time for that look at sports this morning. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you today by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the girls' state basketball championships continued with six semifinal games yesterday in Des Moines. In Class 3A, the state semifinals saw Center Point Urbana beat Des Moines Christian 55-26 and North Polk advancing 65-49 over Waukon. In the 4A state semis, it was Marion over Mason City, 75-54, and North Scott beating Bishop Heelan Catholic, 75-47. In the 5A semis, Southeast Polk beat Dowling Catholic, 72-61, West Des Moines Valley over Johnston in overtime, 76-64. Today's schedule has six games on the slate, including a couple of championship games. In the 2A semifinals today, it'll be Grundy Center facing Cascade at 10 o'clock this morning, followed by Central Decatur versus Trainer. That's an 11:45 tip time. In the 1A semifinals, Newell Fonda faces Marquette Catholic at 1:30 this afternoon, followed by West Hancock versus Montezuma. Then in the 5A championships tonight at 6 o'clock, West Des Moines Valley will play Southeast Polk for the title. And the 3A championship game at 8 o'clock this evening has North Polk facing Center Point Urbana. The rest of the games, the other three championship games, set for Saturday in Des Moines. Well, the Rolling Valley Conference has announced its all-conference girls basketball team. First team selections include Madison Gettler and Paige McAfee, both from CAM, along with Tatum Grubbs and Macy Emgarten of Exira EHK. Hannah Whitfer of Glidden-Ralston, Arweva's Emily Danner, Caitlin Nielsen of Boyer Valley, and Daniel Hoyle of Peyton Sherdan. Among the second team selections this year, CAM's Sammy Jotty, along with Sam Brown of Glidden-Ralston, Gretchen Wallace of Glidden-Ralston, Jaden Smith of Arweva, Haley Ryerson of Woodbine, Chelsea Funderman of Boyer Valley, Leslie Caniglia of Exira EHK, and Jenna Byers of Peyton Sherdan. On the boys' side, the all-conference boys basketball team this year includes five unanimous picks, Cole Burmeister and Dakota Rold, both of Exira EHK, Drew Shirky and Keegan Simons of Arweva, and Ben Oberts of Coon Rapids Bayard, all unanimous picks. Other first-team selections, Lane Pryor of Woodbine, Ty Houston of West Harrison, Lucas Behrens of Boyer Valley. Among the second-team selections, Josh Pettipier of Exira EHK and Alex Bantam of Woodbine, Derek Oser of Arweva, Wyatt Pryor of Woodbine, Dylan Behrens of Boyer Valley, Jacob Holstey of CAM, Nick Reif of West Harrison, and Gavin Reinecke of Boyer Valley made up that second team. Well, the Harlan Community Schools announced yesterday that current AHSTW Activities Director Davis Patti has accepted the position of Activities Director and High School Assistant Principal in Harlan. Patti will take over the position starting July 1st. Along with his Activities Director's duties in Avoca, Patti has also been the Vikings' head football coach. He led the Vikings to the playoffs in seven consecutive seasons and a state runner-up finish this past season. He was also named the IFCA 2013 State Coach of the Year and numerous other football coaching awards during his career. Davis will be taking the place of longtime Activities Director and boys basketball coach Mitch Osborne, who announced his retirement on January 18th. Coach Osborne said he's known Davis Patti since he was a student-athlete and then have had the opportunity to work with him as a fellow activities director. He said he's done an outstanding job at AHSTW, and he looks forward to helping him during the transition. He's also done an outstanding job as head football coach, carrying on the great tradition and, in fact, taking it to a new level. Davis Patti is a difference maker, is a very energetic, passionate, and positive young man that will also be able to bring some fresh new ideas to continue the tradition of excellence at Harlan Community. High school principal Scott Froelich said that they're excited to announce the hiring of Davis Patti as the new AD and assistant principal. He has high expectations for staff, students, and more importantly, himself. And what stood out about Davis is his positive relationships he's developed with his students and fellow staff members. Well, in basketball news, top-ranked Northwest Missouri State University finished the regular season undefeated with a 72-49 road win over Washburn last night. A 24-4 run to open the second half put that game out of reach. Senior Joey Wittes led all scorers with 19 points. Former Atlantic Prep and junior Ryan Hawkins had 18 points and 9 rebounds last night. Northwest will be the number one seed in the MIAA tournament, which is March 6th through the 10th at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Northwest will play its first game of the tournament Thursday, March 7th, against the winner of the 8-9 seed game to complete the 2019 MIAA tournament bracket. That'll be announced on Saturday night after league play is all finished. Now, the Bearcats matched the conference record for wins in a season at 19, and they extended the nation's longest winning streak to 29 in a row. They are the nation's only undefeated basketball team at any division at 29-0. Well, back atop the rankings for the first time since December, number one Gonzaga cruised past Pacific last night, 86-66. Also number nine Michigan easily rebounded from its loss to Michigan State with an 82-53 win over Nebraska. Number 24 Wofford made a successful debut as an AP top 25 team, trouncing Chattanooga 80-54. And also last night, Darius McNeil had 19 points to help the California Golden Bears snap a 23-game losing streak in Pac-12 play, as they won for the first time at all in 2019, beating number 25 Washington 76-73. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey won't coach the Hawkeyes in Iowa's home finale against Rutgers, but he will take part in the senior day activities. The Hawkeyes' lone senior this year is reserve forward Nicholas Bear, who began his career as a walk-on.
I'll be there to present Nicholas with his jersey and hug his family, hug him. I love him. Been a big part of my career. Been coached too many like him. Really, truly one of the most special people and one of the most special families I've been associated with. So I'm looking forward to that.
McCaffrey says Andrew Francis and Kirk Spiraw will divide the head coaching duties against Rutgers and Wisconsin.
Andrew has the Rutgers scout, so he'll technically be the head coach for that game and have obviously two very experienced people sitting next to him along with the other members of my staff. And then Kirk has the Wisconsin scout, so he'll be the lead guy on that one.
We'll have that game, the Rutgers game, coming up for you Saturday here on KJAN. 3 o'clock is the start time of the pregame show. 4 o'clock is tip time. Well, a team that Darren DeVries began to put together moments after being introduced as the Drake coach is one win away from a Missouri Valley Conference championship. The Bulldogs visit Missouri State on Saturday and enter the final day of the season tied with Loyola. DeVries took over a program last spring that only had three players returning.
No matter what the result is on Saturday, it's a testament to the guys we have in that locker room and what they've been all about, from start to finish. And obviously, we want to finish it out. But either way, I'm proud of these guys. I love the approach they've taken all year long.
DeVries says he doesn't think the Bulldogs will get caught up in the moment.
Whether we're coming off a loss like we did against Illinois State or coming off a win like Indiana State, these guys, they'll come with the same approach. If you can read them, more power to you, because they're just steady. And that's what I love about them. They just want to work. They just want to get better. They just want to win.
Drake is 11-6 in the Valley. They're 22-8 overall on the season. Iowa women's coach Lisa Bluter says Sunday will be an emotional day when the Hawkeyes close the regular season at home. A senior class that helped the Hawkeyes make a serious run at the Big Ten title and a spot in the nation's top 10 will be honored. That includes all-time leading scorer and rebounder Megan Gustafson.
You can't even describe the kid anymore. I thought it was amazing in the last game when she outscored the entire Nebraska starting five and out-rebounded the entire Nebraska starting five. So she's obviously an amazing, talented basketball player.
Bluter says Gustafson will be remembered for much more than stats.
We've had players that have been low-maintenance players. Megan has been absolutely no maintenance. I mean, we have had to do nothing to motivate her, nothing to get her to work hard, nothing for her, nothing. I mean, she has given us zero issues since she's been on our campus.
In that next game coming up on Sunday. And in baseball news, Bryce Harper has one-upped Manny Machado in the Superstar Sweepstakes. The young star outfielder in the Philadelphia Phillies agreed Thursday to a $330 million 13-year contract, the largest deal in baseball history. Of course, that's subject to a successful physical. Harper's agreement surpasses the previous high for a free agent set last week when infielder Manny Machado signed a $300 million 10-year deal with the San Diego Padres. Harper gets a $20 million signing bonus, a $10 million salary this year, $26 million in each of the following nine seasons, and $22 million in each of the last 3 years. None of that money is deferred. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.